Welcome to Vibe With Me High Energy. I'm Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all, and ain't nothing to it but to do it. Let's go.
I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
To live with remorse is to die. To die with a whole lot of shoulda, woulda, couldas, and wishing that you shoulda done this, you coulda done that, and you woulda done something. You shouldn't wait or allow yourself to reach the point of no return before you practice living life without remorse. What is up? It's your girl, Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all. It's Friday. It's high day. Welcome to Vibe With Me High Energy Podcast. If this is your first time listening on this podcast, I talk about anything and everything from raising your levels of consciousness, tapping into your imagination so that you can become more creative, okay? Changing your habits and your beliefs and your mindset so that you can start thinking about things differently, so that you can move differently. To begin this episode, I want everyone to know and understand the definition of the word remorse. Remorse is to feel deep regret or guilt for your actions, typically done in the past. So take a moment to take in how you feel about what I just said right now. Are feelings of strong sadness or guilt coming up? And if so, you might have some shadow work to do, and that's okay. It also can show up as pity or shame as well, okay? All of those are low vibrational frequencies. I want you to feel where these feelings and emotions show up in your life so that you can practice healing them and practice living without remorse. For the people in the back, recognize where those feelings and emotions show up and practice healing them, okay? And to be honest, we all have something stored in our memory banks, okay? In the back of our minds, in our unconscious and subconscious mind, that we are not proud of doing, or something we hoped would have turned out differently. Okay, a different outcome. That's facts, you know, and I accept that because it be like that sometimes. That's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. But anyways, right now, as a result of your actions, you may be in a position you put yourself in and you feel guilty for it or about it. So the question becomes, how do I move through, because you got to push through it, and beyond this enormous amount of guilt? How do I move past that? That's the question that you need to ask yourself. The first step to live without remorse is to acknowledge that it's there. For the people in the back, the first step is to acknowledge it. And some of you are out here, okay, out here listening, may be stuck in denial or blame at this moment. It happens. It's just the way it is. You may be stuck in denial or blame. And it doesn't matter if it was your actions or the actions of someone else. If it still makes you feel some type of way, regret, shame, guilty, or pity, it's time to acknowledge that right now. We all make mistakes. We are all still growing and learning. And maybe, just maybe, if you had not gone through that experience, you wouldn't have learned anything. Therefore, you wouldn't have grown into this stronger, more compassionate, and knowledgeable person that you are today. which is why some just aren't there yet. Okay, some people just aren't there in their journey right now because they are choosing to let mistakes make them. It's time to evolve. It's time to forgive yourself today. It's time to learn and move on. And if it has anything, if it has anything to do with another person, there's an episode somewhere in the archives of this podcast titled Making Amends, okay? And that episode, go back and listen, will help you heal that part of yourself, all right? It will help you through that healing process, I promise you. You see, the older we get, the more we tend to look back on our lives. And if you're the slightest bit aware, okay, if you are, you begin to connect the dots. And just like that saying, you can't connect the dots looking forward, but you can connect the dots looking backwards. You also can't live in the past and expect to move forward at the same time. For the people in the back, you can't live in the past and expect to move forward and expect change. It don't work like that. You got to keep it moving. The next thing you might want to do in order to live without remorse is to place your health and well-being at the top of the list. What's not healthy is to be in a space or a mindset that has you trapped in the past. Regret and all those associated low vibrational energies are not benefiting you in any form or fashion at this moment. Right now, in the now. It's unhealthy to harbor those type of emotions within you. So take care of yourself so that you are well enough spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically to take care of others. Okay? To take care of yourself, to take care of your kids and your family. All right, so take care of yourself in every area, not just one. Start with the mind and let it trickle down into the body, okay? Because living without remorse, it's about being honest with yourself. It's about trusting yourself, believing in yourself, walking your own path, being adventurous, being curious, and have a mind of your own and walking courageously into the unknown. It's about controlling those negative thoughts, using your time and your energy wisely, and knowing that happiness is within you and not in the hands of anything or anyone outside of you. Living without remorse is knowing shit is gonna happen. Some shit gonna pop off. But you always have to remember that you've learned how to face your challenges, okay? And you're learning how to from every angle and from every perspective. It's healing yourself, speaking your truth, not holding grudges, okay, for some of y'all in the back. Standing up for what you believe. Treating yourself and others with respect. And most importantly, okay, and you know when I always say most importantly, I need you to do what? Write it down, take a picture, I don't give a what. Stop putting things off that you really want to do in life until later. Because later could be a year from now, 2 years from now, 10 years from now, because you keep putting it off, okay? That's the most important thing. If you want to live without remorse, you got to stop putting things off until later. Some people don't have the privilege of experiencing later. Live in the now. Fall in love with the present moment. Okay? If it's somebody you have been meaning to go see, pull up on them today, okay? And I feel like that was a specific message for someone out here listening, okay? Maybe it's a healing session. Who knows? All right. If there's somebody you've been wanting to make a call, make that call. Whatever it is you have had the urge to do, do it now. Anything you love to do, do it as much as you can, unless it involves robbing a bank, okay? Because then you didn't hear that from me, because you're not going to put that on your girl, all right? But anyways, the point I'm trying to make is all those shoulda, woulda, couldas, do that stuff now, okay? Make a bucket list, but do something. Do something every day, every day, every day that makes you feel proud of yourself, because that's the vibration you want to be aligned with. Love and gratitude, peace and harmony. And always, always keep moving forward. No matter what, you keep on pushing forward. Don't let nobody stop you from advancing to the next level. And especially yourself, the worst thing is self-sabotage. Recognize it, own it, heal from it, and you release it over and over again. It's not a one-time process. You do it over and over again. So to close off this episode, please get you an Amazon Prime account, okay? Or go borrow your friend's Amazon Prime account. I pass no judgment here on this podcast. And go watch one of my good friends, and I bet you didn't even know that, Michael B. Jordan, in his new Prime video, Without Remorse. Okay, that is the title of this episode because of his new and upcoming movie, currently streaming today, Friday, April the 30th on Amazon Prime. And shout out to B, okay, for always showing up and showing out in everything that he does in the most compassionate way possible. I thank you for listening. Always, I'm always thankful for you all, and have the most action, gotta get my words right. Have the most action-packed Friday you can have, okay? And stealthily, all right? See how I threw that in there? Stealthily move toward living a life, your life, without remorse. And remember to inhale the good shit and exhale the bullshit. Deuces. Peace.
What is up? It's your girl, Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all. I'm just dropping in to bring you guys an announcement. I have created a deck of cards, all right, for your inspiration and your daily guidance, okay? And you can find those cards now available in my Etsy shop. And I will put all of the links that I talk about here below. But my Etsy shop is Unlock the Magic Shop, okay? And you can use these cards as divination tools to guide you daily before you wake up in the morning, all right? Use these cards the night before, okay? Just pull one card for yourself to focus on the next day ahead, all right? Or you can wake up in the morning, pull one card to focus on for that day entirely, all right? So it has been a long process. It has been months in the working. I finally have the physical decks in stock, so I am ready to sell those to my lovely viewers, followers, and listeners. And I thank you all for tuning in to this podcast each and every week. I will be back on January the 1st, all right, for the new year. Is a Friday, okay? And you also can find the cards for sale on, you can purchase them at Etsy or at eBay, or you can direct message me and I can send you the information you need to make that purchase possible. Each deck has 44 guidance cards as well as a free digital guidebook when you make your first purchase. So I thank you for listening to this podcast. I thank you for rocking with me. I thank you for all of your good energy and vibes, and may you continue to live prosperous and have a blessed day each and every day. All right? So thank you, thank you, thank you. Remember to inhale the good shit and exhale the bullshit. Peace.